Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Tuesday morning for today's edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in Psalm 16, and today's psalm expresses total confidence in God. Steady awareness of God's presence fills the writer with joy. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is hope. So let's begin reading Psalm 16. Protect me, O God. I trust in you for safety. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. All the good things I have come from you. How excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. Those who rush to other gods bring many troubles on themselves. I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their gods. You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me. How good they are. I praise the Lord, because he guides me, and in the night my conscience warns me. I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near, and nothing can shake me. And so, I am thankful and glad, and I feel completely secure. Because you protect me from the power of death, I have served you faithfully, and you will not abandon me to the world of the dead. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasure forever. And God's key verse for us today is Psalm 16, verse 5, where it says, you, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. You know, it's amazing. Even in today's society, we see people just, you know, running here and going there and trying this and experimenting with that. And, oh, I've heard a new way that, you know, we can be healthy, or there's a new, you know, miracle drink or a miracle, food that we can eat that's going to make us, you know, stronger and healthier and live longer and all of that. And the psalmist has already found the secret to God's peace, and it's knowing that you have put all of your trust in him, knowing that all good things come from him. Amen? Let's pray. I praise you, O Lord, because you guide me. You are always near. You show me the path that leads to life. And your presence fills me with joy. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this day to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning, and where we will be reading Psalm 34, which is a psalm that's in praise of God's goodness. And so until we meet tomorrow morning, it is my prayer that God will bless you with every perfect gift in heavenly places.